Welcome back to the episode. Excuse me? Oh, my it's a Monday God. And I'm drinking. Leave me alone, okay? That's all I have to say for the night.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back to Say It Again, guys. I'm Mariah.
And I'm Viv. And this is Scrumdiddlyumptious.
And we're back. And I would say better than ever. But I don't know if you can tell. My voice is very hoarse. And we'll get into that a little bit later. Period. But hi, guys.
Hello. I missed you, my little fucking scrumdiddlyumptious.
Our little scrumdiddlyumptious. I'm not drinking, by the way. Let's just make sure we are posting on the Instagram.
I am drinking.
Yeah. I got to take her home. And also, I'm trying to recover my voice, clearly.
I know. Talk about that.
Okay.
Why? First of all?
First, let's backtrack a little, okay? So the last time we had an episode, it was before my birthday. So it'd only be right to tell you guys that I'm officially 22.
I don't know about you. Oh, we're getting copyrighted. Psych.
Never mind.
Anyways, 10 out of 10 party.
It was so much fun. And I was very nervous. The whole fam was like, well, my mom and I mostly, because you know how we are.
Word.
But I was really happy with how it turned out. There's this thing when it comes to my birthday, though. Like, not trying to be a little depressed girl, but these last birthdays have not been it. Like, there is always something going on in my life. Personally, I don't know. Something was always wrong. And this birthday, it felt
right.
Yeah, it felt right. I felt like everybody who genuinely loved and cared about me was at this party. And just overall, I feel like it was a great way to end, you know, my 21st. Because obviously, you know, stuck in COVID. So really,
we didn't really do anything for either one of our 21st.
Yeah, exactly.
At least not together. I mean, I had like a little get together with my family.
Yeah. And I just did nothing.
Yeah.
And like I said, my birthday hasn't really had a good track record. So for me to have like an actual birthday where even because I self-reflect a lot, obviously, but when it comes to my birthday, I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm like, wow, I've definitely changed. I am definitely happier. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird freaking feeling, but we love to see it.
It's the growth.
It's the growth. Clap everybody for the growth. Definitely we'll have stories on that once we get a little bit more in the podcast, but
for it's her triple cancer sign, actually.
Yeah, actually, shit.
You want to know what? Toxic.
Sorry, guys.
I said it, motherfucker.
Toxic, but definitely grown from the toxicity. A little bit.
The silence is the only answer you need. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, great birthday. Got a little messed up, but not to the point where I was like throwing up.
Word.
Like I thoroughly enjoyed it to where I remember a lot of it. Mm-hmm. There was one point where my friend Steph from work was like, girl, you were like tilting the bottle and you almost chipped my tooth. And I was like, sis.
So are you dead ass? When did that happen?
I guess when we were in the circle and we're like, shots. You know, Pursuit of Happiness was on. And
right.
I guess.
And you fucking poured down the fucking bottle of Patron down my neck.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Period.
That. I remember that.
I was like, guys, I do not take full responsibility of that because I don't know who I was.
She said, actually, that's my alter ego. We don't talk about her.
Yeah, we need a name for her because honestly, yes. Should we name them?
Oh, Let's name.
I don't know.
Shut the fuck. Names. I'm not very creative, so this is not where you want to put me.
Oh yeah, definitely, but not me either.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Excuse me, quiet on set.
Okay, quiet on set.
Quiet on set, sir. Quiet on set.
Quiet on set. Sorry. Anyways, guys, I got Crocs. Viv, oh my God, all my presents.
I didn't bring your other fucking presents. This is like the third time that I've seen her since her birthday party, and I keep forgetting. Somebody has to remind me. This is your responsibility now. Whoever is fucking listening, this is your responsibility. You guys need to remind me to bring this dumbass's presents, okay?
I feel like the presents I got these year, I'm not really a present person either way, but all the presents were very thoughtful. And I was like,
you're welcome. I'm just kidding.
No, your presents were, first of all, I don't know why she didn't give me this present the beginning of my birthday, because I think I would have ended up 20 times more drunk. It's a shot glass and it says vodka straight, no gay. And if you know, you know. So when I opened that, and it was already the end of the night, it's already 2 a.m. I was like, sis, pour me like 5 shots right now. Because knowing damn well, if I would have had that in the beginning of my birthday, I would have been hammered.
Yeah, for real. Thank God you didn't.
And then I got Crocs.
Oh, those are really cute, actually. Dude,
I love them. I just bought some Harry Style little giblets for them. And Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, I love her. I'm never going to shut up about it. I love her.
No, love her. But yeah, great party, great birthday, loving life right now. What about you, Viv?
Pretty great, honestly. Not going to lie, I am going to take a little responsibility for us not posting the past couple weeks. Oh, no,
definitely both of us. We both equally... I was hungover. What you're going to talk about takes a lot of into time. It too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just exciting. A lot of exciting things have been happening to us.
I'm so excited. I know I did it.
Please tell us what is.
So my uncle just had his new baby.
I can't scream.
And
sorry.
It's on my dad's side of the family. And for those of you who don't know me very well, on my dad's side of the family, it's literally only me and my brother, or my brother and I. That's it. And Gato, but she's like technically an aunt, but we don't talk about that.
Gato, I miss you. Never seen her.
Never met her, actually. She sees snaps and stuff. She's like, I miss you. Anyways, so I finally have a cousin on my dad's side, which is kind of strange, but also very fucking exciting. So that's the reason why I'm like not available like majority of the weekends, because that's where we go. Like all of us will pile into a car and then drive over to his house and kind of hang out with him and the baby and his girlfriend. She's the cutest little fucking thing.
Literally looks related to all of you guys,
right?
There's no denying her.
She's so fucking cute.
Like literally, when was it? I think when we were like, oh, we're gonna record, you're like, wait, the baby's here. And I was like, perfect. I know.
And she texted me and I fucking forgot. And she was born, when was she born? On the 17th? When was the 17th? Saturday or Friday? I think it was a Saturday, if I remember correctly. Could have been Friday. I don't fucking know. Saturday.
She's definitely a Cancer. Cancer gang.
I know. She is a little fucking Cancer baby. Me and Gato already dragged her birth chart. Already. We're horrible. Anyway. But she was born on the Saturday, and then I it like slipped my mind to text Mariah about it. But she texted me. She was like, okay, so here are the ideas for this podcast. And I was like, as much as I would love to, I can't today. Like, we're going to go visit the new baby.
Little baby. And I totally understand that excitement, especially when they're born, because when we had Ethan, it was like, let me see that fucker every day, every minute.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if he shits in my arms. Like, like, you know?
I know. And she's such a good baby. Like,
really?
She literally passes out all day.
Me.
She's just asleep. It really isn't that fussy. The only time that she ever gets fussy, at least from what I've seen, is whenever she'll wake up from her nap, immediately start to like whine and cry. They'll feed her, she goes back to sleep.
Oh.
She'll wake up to whine and cry, and then they'll change her and she goes back to sleep. I'm like, what a fucking vibe. No. That is the life I'm trying to live. No,
period.
Like, she has it right.
She's got it down.
Baby girl got it.
So like, honestly, Mexican families are way too loud, even with a baby. Is she like good with noise?
The first day that we walked in there, all of us loud as shit. And she's like in I think she was in my deal's girlfriend's arms, and she was just almost like, dude, she's knocked out.
Yeah,
we were loud as fuck.
Okay, that's good. So she does good with noise. Wait till the party start, and then she's really gonna be
no, for real. No, but I think that's good. I think that's the, like, that's a natural like Mexican trait though,
because
I think we, like, as kids we were all like that.
I could sleep through a quince any day,
period. I was passed out on those chairs. Bet your ass I was.
I put two chairs together
and I made said, my good night.
And then I was telling her, because when she told me that, I was at the gym, by the way, and I was on the Stairmaster, and I literally had to pause because I was like, this is literally another human in like your life, and you're gonna, and the best part is seeing them grow up.
I know, it's like so weird to like see my Theo be a dad.
Oh yeah,
it's so weird, but he's gonna be such a good dad. Like, in my soul, I know for a fact he's gonna be such a good dad. And Gato and I were talking about it the other day, like before we left to go see the baby, and we were like, like we have very distinct memories, her and I individually, of mm-hmm. my deal, like either babysitting us or taking care of us or whatever it was. And he's just going to be like one of those really good dads. Aww. And I'm so happy for both my deal and his girlfriend and then the baby.
Dude, they're going to be living their best life. He's going to be a girl dad.
I know. But we're always going to be the dad side of the family. And that's the only part that I'm upset with. And I'm so sorry for them.
Not me, sister. Oh, my God. That's true,
though. I always will be, yeah.
But then you guys are, like, hyped up already. Fuck it.
I mean.
You're like, I guess. Like, it's not something I want to be proud of. That's crazy. I cannot know, believe she. Because we've talked about her on the podcast before, right?
I feel like we don't remember, maybe talking about that the fact that they were pregnant, yeah, but
not like her in general.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a little, I know, she's cancer so gang cute. Coming in strong.
I don't understand how I was stuck with two cancers. Like, yeah. I don't understand what kind of vibe that I'm putting out or kind of energy, but it needs to stop.
They're like, you need emotional support, here you go. It just drops us. And we're like, yeah, hi, do you want to start crying with me?
And I was like, no, thank you.
But how was cancer season for you? Because I know for me, I was thriving. Well, not really.
Honestly, cancer season wasn't that bad this year. It really wasn't.
Yeah, because usually a lot of people are like sick of cancer season. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why?
She said, this is my time.
Yeah, like out of the 12 months, 11 of them, I'm going through pain. Let me at least have my 1 month, you know? Yeah. You know, because it's just, I don't know. Overall, when we post this, we're already going to be 1 week in, like, already 1 week out, and it's going to be spooky vibes.
I know.
Like,
can you believe that?
Time has gone
by so fucking fast. I know.
How would you say, did we ever say if we were going to have a hot girl summer?
First of all, we set expectations. We talked about it. And have I been to the beach once? No.
No.
Have I gone out? Maybe twice.
Yeah. I feel like,
but that's life. I mean, yeah. Like we genuinely planned all this shit. We were like, we're gonna go have our fun, and then we like working, new child born, hanging out with the family.
Yeah,
and it's just like the stars did not align for us this summer.
No, and I was talking to my friend about it last night, and I was like, we were talking about summer, and I was like, I feel like I had like more of a healing summer than a hot summer.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, this is like where I was like, okay, this is where I'm trying to get my shit together and kind of work out the traumas and, period, you know. And I think it did good. I would rather have a healing summer than a hot girl summer, for sure. Maybe next year. We still got a week, okay? We can fit like a million things.
Loki, we should go to the beach.
We have to go to the beach once. And that's what I was telling him, too. I was like, dude, we live by the beach. And last night was the first time that I went to the beach all summer. And I was like, dude, this is so bad. I was like, people plan their summer vacations for this. And we got it all year round.
I know. Isn't that crazy? People will literally take all of their time from, like, all of their sick time or vacation time from work. Take, like, a week off or like 2 weeks off, bring their kids out to California just to like be at the beach all day, go to Disney all day, like that.
Yeah.
And we didn't do shit.
Well
I didn't do shit.
I feel like I did. Oh, I did, because I had my birthday, and then I recently just went back to Disney, and
hey, Liddy.
Lord, I missed it. We need to go for spooky season for sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like recently for us, we barely started getting more lenient, because at Disneyland, I'm not gonna lie, a lot of people did not have their mask on. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, I get why. It's hot as hell right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I did not have it on. Did I think I was gonna die in a second? Yes, of course. I did. Point blank, period.
I know.
And then for us on, when was it, Friday?
This past Friday, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's when we were like, YOLO.
I think because on top of it, I was like, fuck it. And then I was like, I'm drinking, and I was like, I'm just gonna live my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Mariah and I went to what is it called,
best night ever
at the observatory, which, by the way, first of all, it felt so good to be back at the fucking observatory. It felt so good. I cannot even describe to you the immense amount of joy that I've received from that one night.
Yeah, same.
Oh my God.
If you guys don't know, the observatory in Orange is like this small venue that is like well known, like every small artist has probably played here.
Yeah.
And you know, Panic at the Disco, Cage, the last time we were there,
we went to go see Cage because we won tickets.
Oh, I cannot believe that. That was the last time, and that was in October 2019.
I know. It's literally, it's almost going to be 2 years. Yeah. This year it'll be 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah. So we went to that. It was so much fun. Oh my, it felt so good. And you know what? I felt like COVID helped a lot of these places, too, to remodel a lot of shit, too.
Yeah, it looks really nice, actually.
Like, a lot. Like, even at Disneyland, there were so many new things, like, brand new. On the pirates ride, they added a little bit more pirates in some sections.
It's like a single pirate.
Just this one dude just swinging, you know? But, yeah, it did feel so good to be there. And just the crowd. Oh my gosh.
The energy was beautiful.
Immaculate. There's some people there. Hopefully. I followed some people. I was like, you know what? Let me just socialize.
Really? I don't remember.
Really?
I think I was too engrossed in the scene.
She's like,
oh, we went to, we didn't even say what it was. Yeah. We went to, it was like a 1D versus the Jonas Brothers night. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it was just this DJ.
Fucking beautiful.
It would have, you know what would be cool? What? If it was One Direction versus Jonas Brothers for real. Like Camp Rock.
That would never happen, first of all.
Like Camp Rock status, you know?
Half of One Direction hate each other, first of all. The Jonas Brothers only got back together within the past year and a half.
Harry's literally in Italy.
Harry's literally getting married.
No, for real. But yeah, so it was just this DJ. And he was doing really good. But there were some times where I was like, sis, you can't just bring us down like that.
I know. Like, he would play hyped-ass songs, and then he would play, like, sad-ass shit. I was like, dude, you need to realize, you need to read the energy in the room.
Yeah.
Because you're fucking up.
I love the part where you, this is the most I've seen Viv socialize with any other person other than me. Dada. She was like, these girls, which they were really pretty. I forgot to tell them that. They were really pretty, and I did not get their names. Wish I would have gotten their Instagrams because they were so cool. And they were like, what were they saying? Try hard? They were like, try hard.
Yeah.
And then they had their phones and they would go on Snapchat and then type it out in big letters. And I was like, oh, I was like, look at her socializing.
And then we did. And then we did. We did boys. Girls talk. English. Girls talk boys.
Yeah.
Which is a Five Sauce song as well. And then we took. We did our phones individually. We did a word each, and then we put it up, and then he played the song.
It was about time, though. It was so much fun. He literally kept looking everywhere but where you guys were.
I know.
At.
I was like, bitch, I'm right here, actually, if you could fucking see.
You're like, I am on the barricade.
I'm actually really fucking tall, bitch, okay? So I need you to look over here.
Yeah, the room was just filled with good vibes, good people, a lot of pearl necklaces, a lot of fruit involved.
Yeah.
There was this one part where they played Rock Me, and I literally took off my glasses and was headbanging.
Let's talk about that. We were headbanging to One Direction versus Jonas Brothers, and that's the prime of my life.
No, yeah.
That's everything. That's Dude, everything and more.
There, I have never, because, you know, I'm not a, I wouldn't, before my 22nd birthday, I don't know why, once I turned 22, everything's off limits now. I am now a dancer. I am, maybe because of COVID.
I am now a dancer. You heard it here first, y'all.
You will find me on a dance floor. I will be doing these moves that you probably never thought I would do. And like we said, we were literally headbanging so much.
We moshed. Mariah and I started like three separate moshes. Do you realize how deprived we are? We started moshes at a One Direction versus Jonas Brothers concert. Like, do you guys realize where we're coming from now?
Like, now it's just, it's on like Donkey Kong.
No, period.
Balls to the wall, whatever type of balls.
We will be moshing at everything.
Yeah.
Beware. I might fucking sucker punch you. Who knows?
Like, during Kiwi, I was like, open
Yo,
it up.
We opened that shit up so fast. And everybody turns around. They're like, what's happening? I was like, don't fucking look at me like that, white girl. Get in this mosh.
That's the only concern, really, was that a lot of people didn't know what to do.
I know.
And there were some girls. And you could tell they've been in like a good indie mosh.
Yeah. You know that girl that had like a braid and was like wearing like that orange shirt?
Yeah.
She knew what she was doing. Yeah. First.
There was
of all.
A girl with a mullet, pearls, and black shirt.
Vibes.
Glasses. I was like, sis, she was already ready. She was ready to go. Me and her crashed into each other. We're like, you good? I'm good. But
it
was
so much fun.
Oh, it was such a moment. I was so glad people actually moshed, though.
I know.
But then there was also a point. Like, at the end, I was like, damn, we really gonna get COVID, though.
Genuinely scared.
Yeah. And I already lost my voice from Disneyland. So then it just exceeded after that.
Yeah.
And now we're still here. And my mom was like, you better not be sick. And I'm like, no, mom. It's literally from me screaming to Kiwi and saying I'm going to have a baby, but I'm not.
You know? But I'm not.
You know?
Word.
And then this was our first time drinking at an actual event, too.
Oh, yeah, because obviously we're 21. Mariah's 22.
Yeah.
So that was the first time we drank anywhere. Together, at least, because Mariah's been to a couple bars. But, like, this is the first time that we went to, like, an event. We had a drink.
And a wristband on.
And a wristband on.
That felt beautiful.
Rite of passage, honestly. Yeah. Rite of fucking passage.
Because I was like, dude, I can finally show them my ID. Also need to get my new ID, but, you know, we'll deal with that later. But I was like, damn, we can really drink. And first of all, we were already pre-gaming.
Yeah, we did. We went to Stater's and we got Seagram's. And then I got a Smirnoff because I wanted to try it. I still haven't tried it, actually.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah.
I thought you would go home and shotgun it.
These are fucking... How many ounces are these? How do you think I'm going to shotgun a 7.5 fluid ounce can?
Hey.
You're on crack.
You can do it with water. You can do it with that.
It's one pint. I'm not going to...
Oh, wow. No.
I'm not going to shotgun a pint.
She said,
See, my eyes on crack, if you haven't noticed.
Oh, and also, this is probably her second time having one of these. And
they're really good.
And everyone was shitting on me. And everybody, including this redhead biatch over here.
Yeah, I really was.
She was like, a Seagram, what is this? And then she drinks one. She's like, damn, these are actually really good.
I was like, damn, these are kind of fucking fire.
She said, damn, I think I can down a few.
I was like, damn, let's go back to the store.
And then she comes today and she's like, I'm gonna drink a Seagram. She's like, let's drink
I was
one.
Like, let's go to Stater's and get another Seagram. And I was like, actually, I have some. I was like, well, shot me the fuck up, homegirl.
I was like, you're not driving, so you can definitely have one. Mm-hmm. I have to, like, stock up on them because sometimes they're sold out. And I'm like, who else is drinking them but me?
No, dead ass.
I'm like, come
and
on.
And who makes them? Hold on.
I don't know. Find that out.
Let me investigate.
Seagram's, if you would like to sponsor us, please, that would be an honor. Jamaican me happy makes me happy, okay? Just letting you know the vibes, okay? It's my favorite thing in this entire world.
How much alcohol is in this?
It's like 10%.
Oh, it's not that much.
How much?
Oh, wait. It's 3.2 alcohol, or 3.2% by volume. That's great. It doesn't have any kind of brand or anything on it.
They're just like they're like an indie.
Seagramescapes.com. Let me search that up.
Yeah, search that up. Let us know.
Who owns Seagrams? Because I need to have a talk.
Yeah, I
because you're doing it right.
You definitely Jamaican me happy, okay?
Please. Oh. Let's not talk about it. Okay.
While she's looking that up, I'm gonna tell you a little story.
About what?
Well, not a story, but this person, you know how you get random Instagram requests and it's always like this dude from like Rio de Janeiro?
Yeah.
So this guy put hola, and I'm gonna send him this SpongeBob video that says, sorry, I don't speak Italian. Just so I can mess with him. And hopefully they don't answer after this point. Because it's like, why do people do that? Like, please.
I don't get it. You know what I get?
What?
I get like small business brands. They're like, we want to work with you. I'm like, this is a scam. And I can smell it a mile away. But thank you for your interest.
She said, I don't want those Pura Vida bracelets that you clearly just took the picture off of the website and said, hey, let me sponsor you.
That is.
I sent it.
You're such a crackhead. Who does that?
Okay, it's sent. Hopefully this you want to know this person's Instagram handle?
What is it?
It's fad link at the then look at him.
First of all, why is his profile pic upside down? Yes, you know the guy from Ratatouille, the chef, the short chef. That's what he looks like.
Exactly. Anyone could cook.
No. The small chef.
Oh, like the one that's trying to sabotage.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah. The one that calls the health inspector. He said, "I'll have what he's having."
Oh my god! Hopefully, by the end of this episode, we have
a response.
This is what I sent him.
Sorry, I don't speak Italian.
Oh my god, Maybe that was the love of my life and I just ruined it by sending this
sponge. The man from Ratatouille that is a short chef that is scamming everybody is not your soulmate. I'm sorry to break it to you, baby girl.
She said, you know what? I don't think that's it.
Recipes? Secret got recipes?
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, shut up.
Deadass.
Seagram's, please.
Frozen blue raspberry margarita? Okay.
Sign me up.
Peach gin float? Okay.
She said.
Jamaican me happy mojito fishbowl? We're doing that next weekend.
Shut up. You better screenshot that.
But Jamaican me happy margarita? Jamaican me happy cupcakes?
Shut up. That's something we should do, like a YouTube video on these. Since we're talking about them.
No.
We just do a whole YouTube video.
We'll be drunk.
Oh my God. Drunk baking? And then it's just us? We can do it for the Say It Again YouTube channel.
We would fall over in our drunkenness.
I'm like, hey, I'm going to make this fucking fishbowl though.
Let me see.
One bottle of Seagram Escapes Jamaican Me Happy, obviously. Mm-hmm. 1/2 cup of strawberries, tops removed and sliced in half.
Oh, fancy.
10 fresh mint leaves plus more for garnish. Getting fancy.
Period.
1/2 tablespoon of sugar. 3 ounces of white rum.
Rum?
Yeah.
Have I tried that? No.
Probably not.
Keep going.
Have you ever had Malibu?
No.
Oh, okay, then no. Oh, 1 lime, juiced.
Juiced?
Yeah. 1/3 cup of pineapple juice.
Ooh. Mm.
1 lime, sliced.
Oh.
And a splash, only a splash.
Of ginger ale.
Incorrect, of club soda.
Oh. Mm.
Directions. I'm just kidding. I go through the whole thing.
Everyone's like clicking out at
They're
this
like,
point.
They're like, actually, fuck this.
Lisa's fuck this.
Oh my God, Jamaican Me Happy Frozen Bulldog Slush?
Bulldog Slush.
Jamaican Me Happy Ice Pops. Where we know what we're doing this week.
Dude, literally there's nothing else I want to do in this world but make those. What? They're like no, they're like Jamaican Me Happy banana bread.
Shut up and listen to me.
Okay, go.
Jamaican Me Happy watermelon slice shooters.
Oh my
God. We're making that.
No.
Watermelon please. Sugar.
Hi.
This looks, oh my God, look how cute that looks.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's in a little lime.
Hell yeah, brother. What are the little seeds that they like pick them off the fucking watermelon?
They're probably like candy or something, no? Give me my phone back.
Wait, Jamaican, oh my God, dude. Sign me up.
I know what I'm doing this week.
Screenshot that and we are definitely doing
it. I'm just going to save the website, babe.
Do it. Whatever gets us to those watermelon sugar Jamaican Me Happies, whatever's.
I really, when we start recording, everybody's going to see the progressive uh-huh. or the, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
everybody's going to see how I just slump in my chair and get lower and lower and lower.
Oh, yeah. Once we start video recording this.
Yeah. Everybody's going to see it. Like, I start sitting upright, like, mm-hmm. straight sitting up and
like
then
a pencil
by the end of the fucking thing I'm like draped across both Mariah and I's chair.
Yeah, I
like
don't
currently I have my feet on Mariah's chair right now
and I'm just like kind of slouched. Not the best angle you could probably get of us. Once we start, it's gonna be so weird.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, we really like Seagram's, if you guys did not know from this whole
they're
rant.
Delicious, honestly. Go try them.
Yes,
they're
please.
Really good.
Oh, if you're over age.
Oh yeah,
we always
drink responsibility. I'm gonna quit. Why can I not speak English? I cannot speak a single language fluently, and that is my downfall.
Dude, and you speak like two. How is that a thing?
It's depressing. Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, but try Seagram if you're over the age of 21. You will not regret it. If you're into sugary drinks, definitely gonna be up your type.
If you want to drink but not feel like you're drinking, this is exactly the one for you, because it doesn't taste like any alcohol. It tastes like juice, and good juice, and you can probably get fucked up off of like three
oh,
of
yeah.
them.
Yeah, I do on the daily. Nice. Not on the daily, but you know
the vibes.
What is your worst drunken story?
Oh my God,
do you have one?
have too many.
Since we're on the topic of drinking, I think it would just be right.
I have too many.
She said, I got none to remember. I feel like I have one.
One time. What happened? One time.
Okay.
I fell over into dirt. And I was already being carried. Okay, listen to me.
Where were you?
Shut up. We're not going to talk about where, when, or who I was with.
Well, I didn't.
The only thing you need to know is that somebody, I was already fucked up. Okay? And somebody was already taking care of me, and somebody already had their hand under my arms to, like, mm-hmm. hold me up. They let me go for, like, a split second.
Mm-hmm.
My ass falls backwards into the dirt.
Oh, my God.
Hits my head.
Okay.
Concussion. And then concussed. And then they pick me up. And they're laughing all throughout all this experience.
Did you feel it the next morning? Like, where you got concussed?
Not at all.
Well, that's good then. Because I definitely.
Honestly, the only thing I genuinely remember was just seeing the world go down. That's it. I don't feel shit. I didn't feel it the next morning. I woke up rejuvenated, if anything.
She said, I'm ready. I'm making breakfast. I'm
like, actually, I feel good right now.
You have like this big ass bump in the back of your head.
They're like, actually, you need to go to the hospital. I'm like, dude, I'm good.
You're like, I don't need anything. I feel like mine happened recently. It was a day before my birthday party. It was my cousin's birthday. We went to the bar. And I was drunk. But this is the thing. I'll be drunk for like a good 20 minutes and then it goes away and I'm back to normal. I'm like, how does this happen?
Word.
Even when I don't drink water, you know, in between takes. So my cousin's fucked up. Like by 11.
Nice.
She's gone. Nice. And then we have her brother carrying her on one side. Then we have our friend Manny on the other side walking her to this thing. So then after that, we're like, oh, we don't want to go home yet. Let's just like hang around where we're at. So I don't know what happened, but I was looking down on my phone and I run into the sign on the sidewalk.
Are you serious?
And I broke my nail, my little toe.
Oh my God.
Did I tell you that?
You sent me a picture of it.
Yeah, definitely showed her that. Felt the pain.
First of all, let's preface this that she wore sandals to a bar.
I still don't know bar etiquette. I've only been twice in my life.
Let me tell y'all. Bars are grimy. Closed-toed shoes.
Okay.
Jeans are preferred.
Okay.
And a nice shirt. That's it.
See, my mom, I went in jeans and a nice shirt. My mom's like, you look too overdressed. I'm like, Mom, I see bitches in mini skirts and high heels. Like,
yeah.
I think I'm going fine.
And right.
Yeah, definitely not going to make that mistake anymore. Because my toe, literally, I felt it.
Fell off.
Yeah, my toe fell off the next morning.
She's toeless right now.
Just
if,
like.
If you guys see what I see right now, there's not a single toe. The rest of her toenails are painted except for her big one.
Literally the one that got fucking rocked from this sign that, first of all, it's for a vape shop. I'm like, you guys didn't have the decency to bring your sign in for the night? Like, what the fuck? So, yeah, my toe definitely hurt the next day after. I wish I wouldn't have felt it.
That shit's so funny.
It was still bleeding. I was like, oh nice. God. It had, like, dry blood. I was like, I was like, scrumptious.
She
love
said,
it.
Love that for me.
I was like, oh, and then I just have to put them in these white boots squished together.
Oh, that's right, because your party was the next day.
Yeah, and I was just like, I think that's probably one of the worst ones. I haven't had, like, a definitely, I feel like I haven't slipped when drunk. You know, when people say, like.
It's fun, honestly. I'm not going to lie.
You're like, when I say some shit, I shouldn't say. Like, I haven't had that moment yet. And I hope I don't. Because I don't want to say something I don't want to say.
I've done it too many times to my mom.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I've said shit to my mom. And the next day she'll be like, you know, you said this to me. And I'm like, are you fucking. I'm like, Viv, shut the fuck up for like 5 seconds of your life. Just shut up.
I think from what I know, I talk about literally anything. Because I get too worried. I think I'm still in my head.
You get paranoid.
Yeah.
When I get drunk, I get sloppy drunk.
She said,
not like that. I guess I'll be like, because I don't give a shit as it is. And then when I get drunk, it's like, I don't give a shit more. So it's like, it's a bad combo.
Bad
and
combo.
I literally say everything.
See, for me, I'll get drunk and then I'm like, oh, let me make sure I'm good so nobody has to take care of me, because that's my thing. I'm like, please don't take care of me. Even on my birthday, I was like, please, I'm fine. Like, please don't come up to me. I'm good.
I did take care of her though.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, I need some fettuccine.
Drink this fucking water.
Yeah.
She said, I don't want to.
Then I downed Don Julio for no reason.
And
then I
was honestly, like, you drank a shit ton of the bottle. Yeah. I'm not even playing.
Well, because Steph, fucking Steph, was like, oh, just chug it.
Oh my God.
Then after that, I was like, might as well just finish it off.
She said, might as well just swing it.
And just swiggers. But yeah, let us know what your favorite drink is. Or what are drinks you guys probably recommend after listening to this podcast.
We can do a drunk taste test.
Oh,
that'll be fucking fun.
Dude, we gotta do... Oh my God, so I was thinking. We do the Komodo Dragon coffee.
Ooh.
And then we do the Emma Chamberlain coffee review.
Oh, bet.
See the difference. We're gonna be a taste test podcast.
Nobody ASMR. Actually, no, hold on. I don't like that, actually.
I know. A lot of people are like, oh, my God, that feels amazing. And I'm like, no, it doesn't.
No. I like certain types of ASMR, but not all types.
I like it when they cut the little kinetic sand.
I love that shit. Everybody is going to make fun of me, but I don't give a fuck. I love watching ASMR food. I don't know what the fuck it is, but that bitch.
And then when they.
Delicious.
You know what she sounded like?
There's this one bitch on YouTube that I follow.
What's her name?
I don't even fucking know. Hold on.
You're like, let me look. You know who you sounded like? You sounded like that meme. It's like, you know what? I'm going to say what I got to say. I don't care if you hit your elbow or something.
Actually, I am him. I've just morphed.
You're like, I'm just a woman now. Oh, my God. But yeah, let us know what your guys' favorite drinks are. Give us a recommendation. We'll definitely do.
And I will get drunk to it. Promises.
Yes, that will vid.
And then I'll send you a Snapchat.
I'm like, okay.
Of me drunk off of your choice of liquor.
Oh my God, we should ask our followers, like, recommendations. Do a podcast, see how drunk we get off of them.
Oh my God,
guys, please make that happen. Tell us your favorite drinks. I don't care. I'll drink anything, as bad as that sounds. Even though I'm not a drinker.
I can't find it.
You can't find the queen of ASMR, whoever you follow? She said, I can't find her.
I don't know her name. All I know, it's a girl.
But yeah, guys, I think this should be the end of it, because honestly, we don't have anything else to talk about. Like we said, we've been very busy? I don't know. It's been.
I would say not. I mean, kind of busy, but I would say like occupied, I guess.
Yeah,
occupied.
And it's like life is getting back to normal a little bit. So it's like weirdly everything's like, oh, let's have a birthday party. Let's do this. Let's do that. So it's like, oh, you're kind of catching up on life. But we're back. We keep saying that. I'm sorry.
We're back, but inconsistently. Does that make sense?
Yeah. She said, like, we're going to like probably disappear for another year, but then we'll be back, you know?
I'm going to make a TikTok like that. Oh my God, her name is Eat with Boki. Boki?
Is she?
Boki? She's Asian. She's.
Did she eat like squid?
I don't know, but this is.
Can I see her thumbnail and then I probably will know who she is?
I love her so much. And her videos are like 30 minutes long. 30 minutes long. And I will sit through all of them. I have a favorite.
I've seen her before.
And I will not tell anybody. I'm ashamed, but also not really.
Whoa. Anyways. Hope you guys enjoyed this little update episode. We've missed recording very, very, very much.
It feels really good to like record again.
Yeah, I was like, dang. I was going to do like a turning 21 or 22 episode, but then I got tired and I was over it.
What a vibe.
And then I was like, no, I feel like it just feels weird without Viv. So it's like, how are we going to do this? We don't know. We have a lot of things going on. And a
personally
lot of things.
Personally, yeah. And individually. But we really do love this, and we really are trying, you know, just, you know, life's a little unpredictable, yeah. Guys. What can I say?
And there's so much that we want to do, but it's like, I got to plan a lot, and we got to come together, put our ideas together, put our big brains to work, and collide them. And then once we have those ideas, it's like, oh, now we got to execute them exactly how we want. So.
I know, and Mariah and I are too, like, like if it's if it's not exactly how we pictured it, we fucking hate it.
Yeah.
And it's like, and that is like a probably something that we haven't. Okay, thank you, Clock. Oh. Thank you, Clock. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time, Karen. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
We're gonna leave this in because it's not a podcast episode without a clock interrupting us.
We should start counting them.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because these bitches always be in it.
Yeah, they really
for
do.
No reason. Okay.
A running tally. Actually, give me your phone.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna add a Instagram memory. Instagram highlight? Is that what they're called?
Oh. Okay, here. Here's I could talk about this on the next episode. No, I'll just talk about it now while she's doing it. So another thing that sorry, this is like literally everywhere. So I recently just made a social media page. It is called Cherry Funk Media. Please go follow it for any of your photo shoots, videography, PA. Yeah, I'll get into that in probably another episode, but go follow that. Go follow the Say It Again podcast because that's where you'll find everything now. Follow us on our, what is it, personal accounts? They'll be in the link, or link, what? In our bio and our Instagram.
Hey.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
That's it. You already know the dealio, guys. Actually, I was going to say something, but I think I'll keep it for next episode. You know, I'll keep you guys wanting more. Shit, what can I say?
She said, we got many more episodes to come. Thank you guys so much for listening. You know where to find us wherever you listen to your podcast. That is where we're at. Spotify, Google, Apple Pod, wherever you listen to us. Yeah.
It's everything.
It's everywhere. Yeah. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.